we hear this fight that's going to go down. Someone named Logan Paul and Mayweather. Is this?
You're going to be a Muslim, brother.
Inshallah, my brother.
So, a YouTuber named KSI that actually turned pro. Logan Paul has one fight against him.
How would you break that fight down, Mayweather and Logan, if it happens? How would you break it down? Yeah, we see you here in this little video clip. You're actually at a Jummah making Salah. You're praying like Jesus. This is how Jesus prayed. You think someone like him, he would just have to have four wives?
Four. It's four? That's the maximum? Four. All right, I'll take four wives.
Assalamu alaikum. Greetings of peace. Welcome to the Deen Shaw Media, your host. Subscribe if you haven't already. And hit that notification bell. Support us on our Patreon page. My next guest was part of that video that went viral. He stopped. People wanted to know why. And we're going to find out. Why did he stop everything he was doing? He's hanging out with Mike Tyson. And then he stopped to pray with who? Mike Tyson. Why did he do that in the middle of the day? So we're going to be talking about that. And also, he's part of the Mayweather camp. He is a light heavyweight champion, super middleweight champion, 2008 Olympian. And he's part of the Mayweather camp. So we're going to talk about this possible matchup between Floyd Money Mayweather and Logan Paul. Is that really going to happen? We're going to get a breakdown of that and how that would go here with Badu Jack on The Deen Show. What up, Jack? Jabril, how are you, brother?
I'm great. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Good to finally connect with you.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
How have you been?
Great, great. I'm just, taking care of my family here, you know, relaxing in Las Vegas, starting my training camp.
But you live in UAE, is that right?
Sorry?
You're not full-time there, this just for your camp now.
No, I'm full time here. So I moved to Dubai for a couple of months, and then we changed our mind, moved back to the States.
Okay, so for our audience that don't know, you're a light heavyweight champion, super middleweight champion, also 2008 Olympian. What else did I leave out?
I don't know. That's pretty much it for right now. I was supposed to be a five-time world champion, but I've been robbed on a couple of decisions. But alhamdulillah, we're here right now.
There was a video that went viral. Can you walk us through it? I did a reaction to it. I don't know if you had a chance to check it out. And it was you next to Mike Tyson. And then we had our brother, Amir Abdullah. And
yes. He
was leading the prayer. You know that video? Who was that? Who was that man next to Mike?
Yeah, that's handsome brother right here.
That was, so that was you next to Mike Tyson.
Yes. So I've been knowing Mike since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, and him and his team, they've always been supportive of my career and everything. So Tyson actually walked me out to the ring, my first TV fight in 2012, and. So we got the call a couple of months ago or this summer if I wanted to be a part of the co-main event for Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones. I said, wow, they coming back? I said, yeah, of course. And so they invited us to his ranch, to his training camp. And so his, Triller is the name of the channel, the app that's going to show the fight. And they keep following him everywhere he go and film everything. And me and Ahmed, we got to pray duhur. And they was filming everything. And then Ahmed asked Tyson, is it okay if they film? He said, I want to pray with you guys. Of course they can film if you guys are okay with it. So Tyson asked us if we were okay with it. So of course, this is your house.
MashaAllah. So Mike Tyson said, I want to pray with you guys.
Yeah.
MashaAllah. And it was duhur time. Beautiful. See, isn't that amazing? I mean, so why for the people out there, they're like, what are you guys doing? Okay, so they're seeing this video right now. It's the middle of the day and you guys are stopping to pray. For some people, this is like, why are you doing that? I mean, what's the significance behind this? And this is a part of your life, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, we're Muslims and it don't matter where we are. I mean, we gotta pray.
And when people say, oh, who are you guys praying to? What do you tell them?
Allah.
To the creator of the heavens and earth, huh?
Yep.
It's amazing. This is the same God that Jesus worshiped, that Moses. This is the one creator of the heavens and the earth.
Yeah, there's only one God.
And you're thanking the one who gave you the ability to do all the beautiful things that a human being's able to do. I mean, many people don't, you know, realize how beautiful this prayer is. And this is what was fascinating, to see you guys come together and to make the salah and to stop. I mean, people like get nervous. They get like, you know, they're around, you know, maybe some celebrities or whatnot, or, you know, functions, and they just forget about the prayer. But you guys didn't do that.
No, absolutely not. And even Mike Tyson, he even told me that he never prayed in his ranch before, you know. He just needs to be surrounded by great people. I mean, he already got some great people around him, but he was so happy that we, you know, prayed for them. And he's such a humble guy. It's crazy.
Isn't that amazing? Let's stop right there. Look how much friends and good company can have an influence on you. And you awaken the fitra, which you did, to him. And now you reminded him. He was just so, what you're saying, so excited and happy to make sajda again. Look at this.
Right. And I'm actually going back there tomorrow evening. So, yeah, I'm going to see him again, hopefully.
Give him salams. Give him salams from us over here, from the Dean Show.
Will do. And trying to get him on the show.
That'd be nice. If you could make that happen, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
I was with your boy the other day, too, Amir Junaid Muhaddith. You guys know each other, huh?
Yeah. He's going to go. We actually never met, but yeah, well, we've been linking up on social media. He's going to come and visit me in training camp, I think, maybe next week or so. So when he comes to the West Coast.
I want to thank you and also your manager, because, I mean, this is something where a lot of times we have people who are in the spotlight, famous people, celebrities, and they might be Muslim, but then they shy away. And then sometimes the managers or whoever, they don't want to kind of associate themselves, you know, with anything that has to do with their deen. They're shy, kind of undercover. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Amir Abdullah, you guys, you're proud to represent the deen. You're proud to be Muslim. Proud to, like we saw, pray in public.
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely nothing to be shy about, to be embarrassed. This is the most beautiful blessing you can have.
Alhamdulillah, this is so beautiful to see. So beautiful to see. So what had you really start, you know, turning your life to the deen, you know, really living the purpose of life? At what point of your life did you start going towards that way?
So my mom is from Sweden. My dad is from Gambia. Gambia is 95% Muslim. So I grew up in Sweden. I mean, I've always been Muslim, but I've never really been practicing until lately. So, I mean, lately, probably, I would say maybe in 2014, I got married, and then I started, you know, going to the Friday, to Juma prayer here in Vegas, little by little, and, you know, start learning a little bit. Then, you know, I became a world champion, and all the blessing, everything started happening after I did that. I took, you know, one step, Allah took thousands of steps to me. So, I mean, it just, little by little, I'm trying to learn more. I'm trying to, you know, be a better person every day and get closer to my religion.
The difference between when you are non-practicing and practicing, describe that to us.
I mean, everything in life, and like I get more mature. I had two beautiful kids now, beautiful wife, beautiful family, everything. So, I mean, it just makes me a better person in all aspects of life. So. And I mean, just a blessing. I get, I'm being more humble. My career, everything is going like from this to this, you know.
Do you see that? Do you see that being a dangerous thing when people start getting fame, money, popularity, you know, ego starts taking over, arrogance, you know, you get the money, you get all of this stuff, you know, the people sweating you, and, you know, and now the ego just, you lose that humbleness, or it's hard to attain.
No, people that know me, I'm the same person that I was before. I'm trying to be a better person, but no, I always, you know, I can't forget where I came from. So when I first started here in Las Vegas, I had like a bad management situation. I was living in a bad neighborhood. Yeah, I didn't have no money or nothing, but I worked hard, and you know, I don't never forget those times. So even if I, you know, I live a good life right now, as far as the, you know, economic point. I live good, but you know, I never forget where I came from.
Alhamdulillah. So Islam helps you to keep it well balanced, helps you to stay humble.
It helps me with everything to not, overlook my opponents in the ring, for example. Anything can happen in boxing, anything can happen in life. So it definitely helped me to stay humble, stay motivated. It helps me with everything. I'm just trying to learn more.
Tell us about this picture. You recently posted a picture, and what significance does this have? You know, what message when you see in the picture you have, what is this? The person who's leading a prayer, kind of like you were praying with Mike Tyson and Brother Abdullah. But now in this picture, you have the imam is it the cleaner there at the hospital, two doctors and an officer.
Oh, yeah. I reposted that from my brother, Muta Napoleon. So that's the beauty of Islam. Like, I think it was a cleaner or something like that, and he's holding the prayer in front of two doctors and a police officer. That's the beauty of Islam.
Yeah, isn't it amazing, huh?
It don't matter how rich you are, how poor you are, we all, you know, the same.
Who have been some of the greatest influencers in your life? People who you looked up to? I mean, if I mention a name like Muhammad Ali, what kind of impact has he had in your life?
Oh, he is the greatest, like they say. So, yeah, Muhammad Ali definitely been a role model. I mean, all the Muslims, great Muslims, have been great role models for me. And like I said, I'm still learning. I'm still trying to take things in and, you know, be a better human being.
That's what fascinates me about Muhammad Ali, that he didn't shy away from letting people know, from giving da'wah, from being a great ambassador to Islam, and always trying to share the message, and always trying to, you know, not just live it, live what people knew him from inside the ring, but also outside the ring. He didn't shy away from it.
Right. Even in those times, in the 50s, 60s, when it was really bad in America.
Yeah. So tell me now, you have, so you're part of, is it correct? How does Mayweather connect in your life? Are you connected with his camp or?
Yeah, so in 2013, I signed with Mayweather Promotions. So yeah, he's my promoter. So yeah. We have been through a lot together, and yeah.
How we hear this fight that's going to go down? Someone named Logan Paul and Mayweather. Is there any? We hear that it's been signed. You know, it's happening. Is this true or is this just gossip?
I mean, to be honest, I don't really know. But I know
you've heard what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. You've heard the same rumors.
I heard rumors about it. Yeah, okay, of course. I haven't talked to Floyd about it, but you know, he's had his great career. Even Muhammad Ali did exhibitions when he retired. So this is not, if he fights Logan Paul, it's not a real fight. It's an exhibition. So it's all about, basically, it's all about getting money. But I mean, you can say whatever you want about Floyd. He's always been dedicated. He's always been training. Like he's broke. So I mean, he beat everybody. He did it, his thing in his own career. So now, yeah, he's trying to have some fun and do exhibitions and stuff. So yeah, but Logan Paul is a YouTuber. He's not a boxer. So.
Have you ever met Logan Paul?
Yeah, actually, there's another YouTuber named KSI that actually turned pro. Logan Paul has one fight against him. So and that's a guy that I know a little bit. So. I walked into the ring. I was sparring with him and, you know, preparing him for the fight a little bit. So
when KSI, yeah. When KSI fought Logan Paul, you walked out the ring with him or to the ring with KSI? He's from UK,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. At first, I was a little embarrassed because I wasn't really want to be a part of the YouTube boxing thing. But, you know, it's always good, you know, to show my face and you know, it was a fun event. So yeah, I was there and I was supporting my guy KSI, and yeah, he won. And it was actually, the crazy thing is they make more money than most boxers, and it was sold out. I think it was what's the name, Staples Center, yeah, in LA.
We just have some fun with this. How would you break that fight down, Mayweather and Logan, if it happens? How would you break it down? do you like to go by Buddha Jack or by Jabril? Jabril is also your name, right? Or how is it properly?
That's my middle name. Yeah, Badu.
Badu.
Badu. Yeah.
So Badu, how would you because he's heavier, right? He's also a lot. Logan is heavier by like what, 50 pounds or something? How much is he heavier by?
Yeah, I believe he fought KSI at cruiserweight, which is like 200 pounds, and Mayweather is like 147. He walked around at 150 at the most. So yeah, it'll probably be like 50 pounds, but yeah, skills pay the bills. Floyd is one of the best boxers of our era, of our generation. Against a YouTuber, I mean, it don't really matter what weight it is. So I don't know.
Would that be 12 rounds or just how many, an exhibition bout, would it just be 8? How many rounds would it be if it did happen?
It probably would be like an 8-rounder or something at the most, I would think. But because he fought Conor McGregor, which is not a boxer either, but at least he's a fighter, but he's not a boxer. And that was 12 rounds. So, but this exhibition, no, I can't see it. And even if it's scheduled, it's not gonna be no 8 rounds anyway.
You think he'll knock him out before 8?
Yeah, I mean, technically you're not supposed to knock out somebody in the exhibition. He had another exhibition against a Japanese fighter and knocked him out in the first round. So different rules in different countries and states and stuff. So I'm not really sure. Mike Tyson or Roy Jones have an exhibition also.
That's the card you're on now.
Yeah.
How do you see that going?
I mean, I love both guys. Both guys are friends of mine, and my two favorite fighters growing up, or when I started boxing when I was a teenager, was Roy Jones and Mike Tyson. So it's crazy that they're fighting now when they're a little older. But I just pray that none of them get injured. You know, may the best man win.
Were you actually helping this KSI who actually fought Logan Paul? Were you helping him prepare for this?
I mean, I sparred him, so I was preparing for my world title fight, and they came into the gym. I didn't really know who he was, and they said, yeah, he's a famous YouTuber, whatever. Can you, you know, show him some or spar with him a round or two just for fun? And yeah, that was it. And we sparred. I think it's on YouTube, but that was just for fun. And my strength and conditioning coach, Ahmed Abdullah, my manager, he and a couple of other guys from my team, helped him prepare for his fight. But I just sparred with him once and gave him some pointers.
How is it in the gym? A lot of times nowadays, a lot of times people, you know, who watch the media, right now it's kind of toned down, but expect it possibly if it does come back, when people start, you know, teasing, or they start, you know, making certain statements about Islam, about certain Muslims, you know, the haters. Do you get any of that feeling sometimes at the gym? You know, anybody ever in this environment, you know, crack some jokes? Oh, you Muslim, you terrorist, stuff like that. Does that ever happen? Has it ever happened to you?
No, and it's probably a bad thing to do that in a boxing gym. Fighters to say something like that. No, everybody, there's a lot of Muslims in my gym, and everybody have respect for each other. Floyd and them, they know I'm a Muslim. They, they always respect me, and no, I have never heard anything like that in the gym.
Have you ever had a chance to sit down and have a deep conversation with someone like Floyd? Did he ever ask you about Islam? Did he ever, you know, because I mean, when African Americans, when they look back at their roots, you look at, you know, that Islam, this is when Malcolm X, right? When Muhammad Ali, when they went back and they dug and they saw that, you know, this is my roots, Islam, submission to the creator, not the creation, Islam, you know, this is the roots of the African American people. Has he ever, you know, asked you any questions about Islam? Have you ever any talk about it?
Not yet, but inshallah in the future, hopefully, I can sit down and talk about
that. Inshallah. What else do you see for yourself in the future? You're doing also some great work. You got this charity organization that you're a part of, correct?
Yes, so it's the Body Jack Foundation. So we started a foundation to give kids all over the world a fighting chance in life. That's our slogan. And everybody can go to bodyjackfoundation.org. So currently we work with a Palestinian refugee camp and a Syrian refugee camp in Jordan. I have my education center there, working with kids with education, nutrition, and stuff like that. And also we teamed up with my friend Abu Bakr have in Gambia, where my dad's from, called the Spot Project. So we're trying to help them as well. They work with orphans, and yeah, we have a lot of things going. Oh, actually, in the States here, we're going to work with foster kids now also.
Is this coming from now getting to know this way of life, Islam? Is this what now encouraged you, motivated you now to start giving back? Just like Muhammad Ali was giving back. He was motivated, and now he is a Muslim American hero. And people yeah. love Muhammad Ali, but what made him great is Islam, is what he gave back to humanity because of Islam. Is this also what's motivating you to give back to humanity, Islam?
Absolutely. It feels like it's my duty to serve my fellow men, my Muslim brothers and sisters, so, and you know, and everybody in need too. So yeah, I want to be a good role model and, you know, get better each day and trying to help as many people as possible. If I'm, you know, I have this platform as a world champion, and I want to try to make the best out of it.
Yeah, that's so important when people have a platform to use that platform for good. You know, that is extremely, extremely important, because one day it can all be gone, and now you just forsake the chance of earning so much ajr and good deeds. And this is really important. Yeah. You also, you're a good friends with, what do you think? There's another match coming up with our brother Khabib. You know Khabib?
Yeah, I met him in Dubai one time. I don't really follow UFC, to be honest, but I know he got a fight coming up in Abu Dhabi, right?
Yeah, how do you see that going?
I'm not sure who he's fighting, to be honest, but from what I've seen, I don't know too much about grappling and that stuff, but yeah, I mean, he's undefeated, and you know, I saw him fight against Conor McGregor.
Yeah. Let's take it back to what you're more familiar with. Then tell us, how do you feel when you see a lot of these YouTube stars now crossing over, you know, into this arena? What do you think about that?
I mean, everybody that's working hard, whatever they do, if it's not haram, but if they do their stuff on YouTube, they did something right to get all these followers and stuff. So if they want to do boxing, yeah, go ahead. I mean, I'm not going to hate on it, and I wish everybody the best. Uh-huh. But some boxers don't like it because they work the whole life and for this, and they don't make that kind of money or get that exposure. But it's the social media era right now, so yeah. Do you think?
Do you think someone like Floyd Mayweather, who he actually, when you saw that fight, what did you think about that when he fought Conor McGregor? Were you there watching it? Were you there at the fight?
Yeah, I was the fight before him. That's when I was.
Oh, you were on that card. You were on that card.
Two fights before him.
Yeah. Oh, so you were also on that card with Conor McGregor.
Yeah. So yeah, that's when I defeated Nathan Cleverly for the WBA heavyweight title. So yeah, I mean, it was the biggest event I've been a part of. So it was huge. Most people, at least the people that is involved with boxing, knew what was going to happen. But I think Floyd kind of just wanted to. He could have probably stopped him early, but I think he just, wanted to break him down and show the showmanship for the fans, you know.
You think that'll happen again? There's talk about part two. You think that'll happen again?
It's possible that nowadays, like they say, money talks. So it's a business move. I mean, McGregor can't beat Floyd in the boxing ring. Maybe in a UFC ring, but not in a boxing ring. But they know how to sell a fight. And, I heard that McGregor might fight Manny Pacquiao instead now.
So, Conor McGregor?
Conor McGregor. That's the rumors that he's gonna fight Manny Pacquiao in the Middle East somewhere.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's the rumors.
What did you think with all this when you saw, like, because we were talking about keeping it humble. I mean, something, you know, respect. And when you saw Khabib, how he was carrying himself, and then when you had Conor McGregor, right? What was going through your mind when you saw some of this?
Like I said, I don't follow UFC, so I didn't follow all the trash talk before the fight. But I was there and I saw what happened after the fight, and I met Khabib in Dubai, and he was really humble. I told him we're proud of him and everything that he represents. So yeah, that's like McGregor is the villain that just talk, and he's the humble guy, and we saw what happened in the fight.
Yeah. Do you think someone like, let's say tomorrow, hypothetically, if Floyd Mayweather, if he really looked into this deen, which is based on proof and evidence, if he read the Quran and he said, man, this is from the creator of the heavens and earth, and he decided to submit his will to Allah, to the creator. And now, do you think someone like him, you know him, right? Do you think he would just have to have four wives?
Four. It's four? There's a maximum? Four. All right. I'll take four wives.
Yeah, probably. But
because Islam is practical. Islam is practical. So this might be a way for some dawah opportunity, right? Because a man's like thinking, man, he wants to be right. He wants to be married. But how can I? And you're out there, you know, and what men do. We don't have to talk about that. But man, it gives him a good, great option to be right with his creator and to do it, you know, the way that's sanctioned by Allah.
Yeah, you know what? I think I was joking with him about it and told him, like, you know, if you become Muslim, you can have four wives. You don't have to worry about nothing. I think I've been joking with him a long time ago about that.
I'm
not sure. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I'll remind him, though.
Alhamdulillah, you can drop them here and there, you know, some of these things. Have a person think. Because I remember I did a program. I did a program once. I remember when he was in jail.
Yeah,
that was years back, and we were talking about that. You know, it's like when everything gets taken away, and same thing when you're in the grave tomorrow, when you die. I mean, sorry, some people are just like spooked out right now, but this is a reality. We're going to die, and we need to think, why are we here? Where are we going when we die? You know, and I remember when he was in jail, he was thinking a little bit different, and I think I sent him, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if we sent him, I sent him a Quran, if I sent to his jail, I'm not sure but we reached out and gave a message to him, you know, because that opportunity when people are in jail, you know, all the distractions are away from you. Now it's time to really think and ponder.
Yeah. No, I remember it was a brother from the UK, another boxer that gave him a Quran and some books. And also he wanted to take a picture with his wife. Him and his wife and Floyd. And Floyd, you know, because he took, like, Floyd was going to be in the middle of the picture. But Floyd, you know, out of respect, he got a hijab on and everything. He wanted him to be in between them. So, I mean, he got a lot of respect.
MashaAllah.
And, yeah. I respect that.
Alhamdulillah. Just a couple more questions. Tell me, like, so when you're at the gym, you're training, do you, like, you know, you stop just like you did here, and do they have an area? You call a few other the brothers who are Muslim at the gym, and you guys go and make salah?
I mean, usually, me and Amr, basically, when I train, I have the gym for myself early in the morning. I don't like to train when there's too many people around and stuff. So most of the time, 90% of the time, I got my gym for myself. So I always leave. But yeah, it happens that me and Amr, we go pray together in the gym in the back. But I pray at home or in the masjid or somewhere else.
Yeah, we see you here in this little video clip. You're actually at a Jummah making Salah. You're praying like Jesus. This is how Jesus prayed. This is how Moses, Abraham, they all prayed like this. They didn't worship Jesus, Moses. They didn't worship the creation, but they worshiped the God that you're worshiping. And I want to use this example to motivate the youth, to motivate those others that might be playing ball. And Salah, Dhuhr time, you know, passes. They're not with Mike Tyson or anybody, right? They're just with the boys, but they miss Salah. But you were with Mike Tyson, and you were with the brothers, and the cameras are rolling, and you didn't miss Salat. So I want to use that as a great example for others, you know, to not miss your Salat. How important is Salat in your life, in a Muslim's life?
I mean, it's very important. You're not supposed to miss, you know, your Salat five times a day. And you know, even if it's hard to get up in the morning, you know, you got to do it. Or at night, whenever it is, you know, try to, live as right as possible and don't miss it if you can.
Beautiful advice. Stay connected. We learn here. Stay humble. Keep it humble. Stay connected to your creator. And this is something beautiful. It's beautiful to talk to a brother like yourself, you know, who's proud to be on the Dean, who does not shine away from it. And inshallah, I love to meet you one day in person, brother. Really nice having you on the program.
Inshallah.
May Allah bless you. Thank you. And give salams to brother Abdullah, to Mike Tyson. And inshallah, we can also have him on the program sometime in the future, inshallah.
Absolutely.
If you can make that happen, let me know.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll do my best. Let's see if I see him Friday. I'll see if we can make it happen.
And what's the name of that charity again, organization that you're part of, where people can go?
My name, BaduDakFoundation.org. You can read and see everything that we're doing.
May Allah bless you, my brother. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam, brother. All right.
And that was my brother, your brother, Badu Jack, here on the Dean Show. And what could we take from that? I mean, many people, when you get into, you climb the ladder and you train so hard and you accomplish so much, and then the big paydays start coming in. People start getting arrogant. Have you ever noticed that? Nobody wants to be around an arrogant person. Money can change and has changed a lot of people. But what? And we wanted to highlight this brother's journey and his story about what's keeping him humble. Not to say somebody was not humble and then they accepted Islam, became humble. No, but Islam, that's one of the tenets of it. It's supposed to make you a better human being by implementing it, by staying connected to your creator 5 times a day. Beautiful example. The brother, Badu and Abdullah, they are at the ranch with Mike Tyson. And what happens is dhuhr time. Now, easily, what about you? Take that for example. You're at work. You're a doctor, engineer, a lawyer, a mailman, doesn't matter. But the time for Salah kicks in and you're just like, oh, some people not even thinking about it. Or you think, no, what? I'll just make it up some other time. No. There is a specific time and needs to be prayed. And this is a great example. If they can do it and stay connected, why can't you? You got to ask yourself that. You can do it. And when you see people in that position, famous people, celebrities, people who now are staying connected to the Deen. And then good company. You saw when Mike Tyson was reminded, the brothers were like, we like to pray, Mike. Where could we pray? He said, go ahead and pray. But I want to pray with you. Look at that. You also, don't be shy. Not just stopping what you're doing and praying, but also look how important it is to keep yourself around good company. Because if you're around people who smoke dope, you're probably going to end up smoking dope. If you're around people who drink alcohol, you're going to probably end up drinking alcohol. If you're around people who are going to the strip clubs, they're going to probably invite you to a strip club. You're going to end up in a strip club and you're going to end up committing zina, and you're going to end up from there. Just, you know how it goes. It's not taking you uphill, downhill, but the Deen. So not only does it help keep you humble, because you're humbling yourself 5 times a day minimum, connecting to the one and only creator of the heavens and the earth, right? And you're not taking money as your God. You're taking the creator of the heavens and earth who's created you, and you're thanking him for all these blessings. You're keeping it humble, and you're remembering that our life on this earth is short. It can end at any time, so you better get with it. And Badu Jack, he's getting with it, and he's learning more, and he's growing, and alhamdulillah, this is a great example for the youth and other people out there to get connected with your Deen. Stay connected, learn, grow. And if you see people out there who are proud, don't be shy now to be someone who represents. If you're a celebrity, you're famous, you're out there. I'm not trying here to help promote boxing or any of these. No, but what I am is, if you're already out in that industry and you are given a platform, don't shy away from representing this Deen, just like Muhammad Ali did, and be a good representation of it and share it. And this is how you can go ahead and make a great legacy, because all these other things you're going to leave behind.
Garbage. I can say I bled for garbage.
All the money, all this stuff's going to stay behind. But what is going to go with you? Your deeds, your faith, what you believed, and what you did of goodness in this life. And then at the end, it's either paradise or the hellfire. Now, where do you want your final day destination to be? People save up a lot and plan for that holiday vacation or that retirement island, but now that also will be over when you die. That's it. Bye bye. But what we do is, like Badu Jack is doing, he's planting now seeds of goodness with this charity that he mentioned, keeping it humble, staying connected to his creator, always making Toba, going back, and getting ready to meet his creator. And this is through Islam, submission to the creator, not the creation. So I'm very, very happy and elated when I see brothers like this. And inshallah, many people who have abandoned the Salat, who've gone away from their deen, you know, hopefully this can be a little bit of encouragement, motivation. And other youth who are out there, who do their sports, who play, maybe do some jiu-jitsu, who do some martial art, but when it's time to make Salat, they are not even thinking about it. But if this brother can think about it and do it, you can do it too. You can do it too. We'll see you next time here on The Dean Show. Subscribe if you haven't already. And support us on our Patreon page. We'll see you next time. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. And if you like this episode of The Dean Show, like this video, share this video far and wide, and support us on our Patreon page so we can continue this work. Thank you for tuning in. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Subscribe right now.
It's been signed, you know, it's happened.
It's an exhibition. So it's all about, basically, it's all about getting. But I know
you've heard what I'm talking about. You've heard what I'm talking about. You
one about four. He's, but you know, he's had his great career. Even Muhammad Ali did his own career. So now, yeah, he's trying to. But you know, he's had his great career. Even Muhammad Ali did exhibition fight. It's an exhibition. So it's all about, basically, it's all about getting money. But, yeah, actually, as another YouTuber, like, as an exhibition. So one about four, he's always been dedicated. He's always been trained. That's a guy that I know a little bit. So I was part of, I walked his own career. So now one about four, he's always been.
So I fought Logan Paul. You walked out the ring with him?
Because I wasn't really want to be a part of his own career. So now, yeah, actually, an event. So yeah, I was there and I was supporting my guy, Kiz. Yeah, actually, there's another YouTuber named One of the Most Boxers, and it was sold out. That's a guy that I know a little bit. So I was part of. I walked into the ring.
So I fought Logan Paul. You walked out the Mayweather and Logan. If it happens, how would you break it down? Because Jabril's also your.
Because I was in an event, so yeah, I was there.
And you because he's heavier, right? He's also a lot. Logan is heavier by like
one event. He fought KSI at cruiserweight, which is like 200 pounds, and Mayweather is like 147. Sold out. Yeah, it'll probably be like 50 pounds, but yeah.
Mayweather and Logan, if it happens,
I think it was. What's the name? Staples Center, yeah, in L.A.
How we just have some Mayweather and Logan if it happens? How would you break it?
I mean, it don't really matter what way it is.
Hey, Jabril. Jabril's also your name, right? Or how is an exhibition? Hey, Jabril. Jabril's also your name, right? Or how would you? Because he's heavier, right?
He fought KSI.
Because he's heavier, right? He's also a lot. Logan is heavier by like what, 50 pounds or something?
How? I think. Because he fought Conor McGregor, which is, yeah, it'll probably be a lot. He fought KSI at cruiserweight, which is like 200 pounds, and Mayweather is like 147. He walked around up, and it don't really matter what weight it is. So, yeah, it'll probably be like 50 pounds, but yeah, skills pay the bills. Floyd is one of the best boxers of our era, of our generation. Against a YouTuber, I mean, it don't really matter what weight it is.
He'll knock him out before 8? An exhibition bout, would it just be 8? How many rounds would it be?
If it's a Japanese fighter, knocked him out in the first round. So different rules in different countries.
An exhibition bout, would it just be 8?
Exhibition also. That, I think. Because he fought Conor McGregor, which is not a boxer either, but at least he's a fighter, but he's not a boxer. And that was 12 rounds. So this exhibition, now I can't see it being in 8 rounds. And even if it's scheduled, it's not going to be.
Point.
I mean, I love both guys. Both guys are friends of mine, and my two favorite fighters growing up.
He'll knock him out before
this exhibition. No, I can't see it. 8 rounds, and even if it's scheduled, it's not gonna be no 8 rounds anyway.
No, so you're gonna he'll knock him out before 8.
Yeah, to me it's crazy that they're fighting.
What do you?
It's a Japanese fighter that knocked him out. Mission also.
That's the card you're on now.
I mean, that's mine, and my two favorite fighters growing up, or when I started Mission also, or whatever. Can you know show him some? To me, it's crazy that they're fighting now when they're a little older. But yeah, that was just for fun. And my strength in mind, and my two favorite fighters growing up, or
what do you what?
Or when I started boxing when I was a teenager, was Roy Jones and Mike Tyson. So it's my team. You know, helped him prepare for his fight. But I just fought with him once.
Mm-hmm. Gave times nowadays, a lot of times. What do you? What about when were you actually help?
I mean, I sparred him. So
possibly, if it does come back,
whatever, can you know show him some? But yeah, that was just for whatever. Can you know show him some? Or spar with him around too, just for fun.
There's
but my team, you know, helped him prepare for his fight. But I just sparred with him once.
Never happened to you.
No, and it's probably the bad thing.
Times nowadays,
everybody's alive.
Time, possibly if it does come back, when people start, you know, teasing.
I've never heard anything like that in the gym.
Possibly if it does come back, when people start, you know, teasing. Do you get any of that? Do you get any of that when African Americans, when never happened to you?
No.
Never happened to you?
No, and it's probably the bad. Everybody's a lot of Muslims in my gym, and everybody had respect. I've never heard anything.
Look, then they saw that, you know, this is my roots, Islam, submission to the Creator, not the.
I've never heard anything like that in the gym.
Have you, asked you any question?
That's our slogan, and everybody can go to BaduJack Foundation.
Inshallah. What else do you see for yourself in the future? You're doing all correct.
Yes. Yeah, so it's the BaduJack Foundation. So we started a foundation refugee camp in a Syrian refugee camp in Jordan. That's
correct.
Yes, yeah, so it's the BaduJack Foundation. So we started a refugee camp, and that's our slogan. And everybody can go to BaduJack and stuff like that. And also we teamed up with my friend and stuff like that. And also we teamed up with my refugee camp, and a Syrian refugee camp in Jordan. I have my education center there called the Spot Project. So my dad's from. Called the Spot Project, so we're trying to help them as well, and start with foster kids now, also.
Is this coming from
Spot Project?
Do you motivated you now? But what made him great?
It feels like I want to be a good role model and, you know, get better as a world champion. And, I want to try to make the best out of it.
Yeah, that's so important. When people have a platform.
It feels like it's my duty to.
Extremely important, because one day it can all be gone. And now you.
I want to be a good role model and, you know, get better. He's undefeated.
You're more familiar with. Then tell us, how do you feel when you see a lot of these YouTube?
Everybody that's working hard, they did something right to get all these followers and stuff. So if they want to do, I mean, everybody that's, they did something right to get all these followers and stuff. So it's, they did something right to get all these followers and stuff. So it's, some boxers don't like it because they work the whole life and exposure, but,
I think someone like if Edgar, were you there watching it? Were you there at the fight? Edgar, were you there watching it?
Twice before him.
Yeah. Oh, so you were also
twice before him.
Yeah. Oh, so you were also on that card with Conor McGregor.
Yeah. So yeah, that's when I defeated twice before him. Yeah.
Oh, so you were also on that card with Conor McGregor.
Yeah, I mean it was the biggest event I've been a part of. So it was huge. Most people, at least the people that is involved with boxing, it was gonna happen. But I think Floyd kind of was gonna happen. But wanted to break him down and
You think that'll happen again?
McGregor can't beat Floyd.
You think that'll happen again?
It's possible that nowadays, like they say, money. McGregor can't beat. I heard that McGregor might fight Manny Pacquiao instead. He's gonna fight Manny Pacquiao in the Middle East somewhere. Yep. I heard that McGregor's gonna fight Manny Pacquiao.
Respect. And when you saw Khabib, how he was went through your mind when you saw.
I was there, and I saw what happened after the fight, and I met Khabib in Dubai, and he was represent. That's like McGregor is the. Represent. So yeah, that's like McGregor.
Yeah. Do you think someone evidence if you read the Quran and he said, man, this is from the creator of the heaven, think he would need, he would be someone who would need to think.
I'll take four whites.
Yeah, probably, but
some dawah opportunity, right? Because a man's like thinking, man, he wants to be right, he wants to be married, but how can a good some dawah?
I'm joking with him about it.
I'm joking with him about it. Yeah,
sure. Yeah,
that's beautiful.
I'll remind him though.
Alhamdulillah. That's beautiful. I did a program once. I remember when he was in jail.
Yeah,
that was years back, and we were talking about that. You know, it's like when everything gets taken away, and same thing when you're in the grave tomorrow, when you die.
He wants him to be in between them. So I mean, he got a lot of respect.
MashaAllah.
So when you're at the gym, you're training.
Just go and make salah.
He wants him to be in between them. So I mean, he got a lot of respect.
MashaAllah.
Just go for myself early in the morning. I don't like to train. It happened that me and Ahmed, we go pray together in the gym in the back. But you usually for myself early.
Go and make salah. Yeah, we see you here in worship Jesus, Moses. They didn't worship the creation. Worship Jesus, Moses. They didn't worship the creation, but they worship the God that you worship.
Yeah, it happened that me and Ahmed, we go pray together.
Playing ball, and Salah, the time, you know, with the brothers and the camp. Yeah, we see you here in this Muslim's life.
I mean, it's very important.
With the brothers and the cameras are rolling, and you worship Jesus, Moses. They didn't worship the creation, but they worship the God.
You know, you got to do it.
Muslim's life. Playing ball, and Salah, the time, you know, passes. They're not with Mike Tyson or anybody, right? They're just...
Don't miss it.
With the brothers and the
morning, you know, you got to do it. Or at night, when don't miss it.
And this is something beautiful. It's beautiful to talk to a brother. Muslim's life.
I mean, it's very morning.
And this is something beautiful. It's beautiful to talk to a brother like yourself in person, brother.
Don't miss it.
To Mike Tyson. And this is something beautiful. It's beautiful to talk to a brother like yourself, you know, who's proud to be on the dean, who does not shine away from.
I'll do my best.
In person, brother. Really nice having you on the program.
My name, Badu Jack.
To Mike Tyson, and inshallah, we can also have him on the program sometime in the future, inshallah. If you can make that happen, let me know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll do. Khair. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
My name, Badu Jack Foundation.org. My name, Badu Jack Foundation.org. You can read and see everything that we're doing.
May Allah bless you, my brother. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam, brother. All right.
And that was my brother, your brother, Badu Jack, here on the Dean Show. And what could we take from that? I mean, many people, when you get into, you climb the ladder and you train so hard and you accomplish so much, and then the big paydays start coming in. People start getting arrogant. Have you ever noticed that? Nobody wants to be around an arrogant person. Money can change and has changed a lot of people. But what? And we wanted to highlight this brother's journey and his story about what's keeping him humble. Not to say somebody was not humble and then they accepted Islam, became humble. No, but Islam, that's one of the tenets of it. It's supposed to make you a better human being by implementing it, by staying connected to your creator 5 times a day. Beautiful example. The brother, Badu and Abdullah, they are at the ranch with Mike Tyson. And what happens is dhuhr time. Now, easily, what about you? Take that for example. You're at work. You're a doctor, engineer, a lawyer, a mailman, doesn't matter. But the time for Salah kicks in and you're just like, oh, some people not even thinking about it. Or you think, no, what? I'll just make it up some other time. No. There is a specific time. It needs to be prayed. And this is a great example. If they can do it and stay connected, why can't you? You got to ask yourself. Celebrities, people who now are staying connected to the deen. And then good company. You saw when Mike Tyson was reminded. The brothers were like, we like to pray, Mike. Where could we pray? He said, go ahead and pray. But I want to pray with you. Look at that. You also coming in. People start getting arrogant. Have you ever noticed that? What could we take from that? I mean, many people, when you get into, you climb the ladder and you train so hard and you accomplish so much, and then the big payday, like this brother's journey and his story about what's also, look how important it is to keep yourself around good company. Because if you're around people who smoke, but Islam, that's one of the tenets of it. It's supposed to make you a better human being by implementing it, by staying connected. Coming in, people start getting arrogant. Have you ever noticed that? Nobody wants to be around an arrogant person. Money can change and has changed a lot of people. But what? And we wanted to highlight this brother's journey and his story about what's keeping him humble. Drink alcohol, you're going to probably end up drinking alcohol. But Islam, that's one of the tenets of it. It's supposed to. The brother, Badu and Abdullah, they are at the ranch with Mike Tyson. And what happens is dhuhr time. Now, easily, what about you? Take that for example. You're at work. You're a doctor, engineer, a lawyer, a mailman, doesn't matter. But the brother, Badu and Abdullah, they are at the ranch with Mike. They're just, you know how it goes. It's not taking you uphill, downhill, but the deen. So not only does it help keep you humble because you're humbling your work. You're a doctor, engineer, a lawyer, a mailman, doesn't matter. But the time for Salah kicks in and you're just like, oh, some people not about it. Or you think, no, what? I'll just make it up some other time. No. There is a specific time. It needs to be prayed. And this is a great example. If they can do it and stay connected, Why can't you? You got to ask yourself a minimum connecting to the one and only creator about it. Or you think, know what? I'll just make it up some other dime, some other. No. They're celebrities, people who now are staying connected, thanking him for all these blessings. You're keeping it humble and you're remembering that our life on this earth is short. It can end. Example, if they can do it and stay connected, why can't you? You got to ask yourself that. You can do it. And when you see people in that position, famous people, celebrities, the brothers are like, we like to pray, Mike. Where could we pray? Say, go ahead and pray. But I want to pray with you. Look at that. You also don't be shy. Not just stopping what you're doing. And Badu Jack, he's getting with it. And he's learning more and he's growing. And alhamdulillah, this is a great example. Also, look how important it is to keep yourself around good company. Because if you're around with your deen, stay connected, learn, grow. And if you see people out there, the brothers are like, we like to pray, Mike. Where could we pray? Say, go ahead and pray. But I want to pray with you. Look at that. You also don't be shy. Not just stopping what you're a celebrity. You're famous. You're out there. I'm not trying to here to help promote boxing or any of these. If you drink alcohol, you're going to probably end up drinking alcohol. If you're around people who are going to the strip clubs, they're going to probably invite you to a strip club. You're going to end up in a strip club. Also, look how important it is to keep yourself around good company. Because if you're there, just, you know how it goes. It's not taking you uphill, downhill. But the deen who drink alcohol, you're going to probably end up given a platform. Don't shy away from representing. This is a minimum connecting to the one and only creator of the heavens and the earth, right? They're just, you know how it goes, thanking him for all these blessings. You're keeping it humble and you're remembering a minimum connecting to the one and only creator of the heavens and the earth. And this is how you can go ahead and make a great legacy, because all these other things you're going to leave behind. And Badu Jack, he's going to stay behind. But what? Thanking him for all these blessings. You're keeping it humble. And you're remembering that our life with your deen. Stay connected. Learn. And Badu Jack, he's getting with it. And he's learning your final day destination to be. People save up a lot and plan for that celebrity with your deen over when you die. Given a platform, goodness, with this charity that he mentioned. Keeping it humble. Celebrity, you're famous. You're out there. I'm not trying here to help promote boxing or any of these. No, but what I am is, if you're already out in that industry and this is how you can go ahead and make a great legacy, because all these other things you're going to leave behind.
Garbage. I can say I bled for garbage.
All the money, all this stuff's going to stay behind. Given a platform, don't shy away from representing this deen, just like Muhammad Ali did, and be a good representation of it and share it. And this is to meet his creator. And this is through Islam, submission to the creator, not the creation. So your final day, stay behind. But what is going to go with you? Your deeds, your faith, what you believed, and what you did of goodness in this life. And then at the end, it's either paradise or the hell. Many people who have abandoned the salat, who've gone away from their deen, sports, who play, maybe over when you die. That's it. Bye-bye. But what we do is, like Badu Jack is who, you can do it too. We'll see you next time here on The Deen Show. Subscribe if you haven't already. Goodness, with this charity that he mentioned. Keep your final day destination to be. People save up a lot and plan for that holiday vacation or their retirement island. But now, that also will be over when you die. That's it. Bye-bye. But what we do is, like Badu Jack. And if you like this episode of The Deen Show, like this video. Staying connected to his creator. Always making Toba. Going back to meet his creator. Thank you for tuning in. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Subscribe right now.
Goodness, with this charity that he mentioned. Keeping it humble, staying connected to his creator, always making Allah, many people who have abandoned the salat, who've gone away from their deen, you know, hopefully this to meet his creator. And this is through Islam, submission to the creator, not the creation. So I'm very, very happy and elated when I see brothers like sports who play, maybe do some jiu-jitsu, who do some martial art. But when it's time to make salat, they are not even thinking about it. But if this brother can think about it and do it, you could do it too. You can do it too. We'll see you next. Allah, many people who have abandoned the salat, who've gone away from their deen, you know, hopefully this can be a little bit of encouragement, motivation, and other sports who play, maybe do some jiu-jitsu. And if you like this episode of the Deen Show, like to work. Thank you for tuning in. Peace. And if you like this episode of the Deen Show, like this. Thank you for tuning in. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Subscribe right now.